Work is a necessary evil, isn't it? We all have to do it. Granted, some of us are lucky and get to do exactly what we love every day, but you can't love every moment of your work. And you, oh, sweet one, you've been working so hard recently, haven't you? I know how much you put in. I know how much it takes out of you. Why, your whole body is in dire need of some relaxation, isn't it? And your mind, oh, think about it right now, how your mind feels. Is it all in tangles? Is it all curled up, scrunched up, tight? Do you need someone to help you unravel? I can help. You know how I love to help you. That's all I want, sweet one, for you to feel good. And you're starting to feel good now, aren't you? Because when you're listening to my voice, you can put aside everything. Put aside all those stresses and strains and just begin to refocus on all the things that are so wonderful. All the things that allow you to switch off, to completely relax. Because you know when I'm here with you, when you're listening to my voice, and you're relaxing like that, everything else is irrelevant. Everything else can be put aside. No, you don't need to think about those things. Not when my words are filling your head, so delicious to think about. When you can feel my voice untangling those knots inside your mind. Each word smoothing them out, softening what's inside, taking your crunched up little brain and slowly and steadily stroking your mind. Stroking your relaxation, stroking your thoughts until they begin to settle down, until you start to purr. And each stroke, is that a particular feeling for you? As I stroke at your mind, does it travel down your body as you settle into stroking? That's my obedient thing. Because sometimes our focus can be everywhere, but right now your focus is here. And isn't it easy to focus on something that feels so good? You deserve to feel good, don't you? You deserve to feel my words like fingers stroking your scalp. Stroking. Imagine how good it would be if each one of my fingernails could lightly graze your scalp as I stroke. As you lay yourself down for me, as you put aside your cares, there's nothing you need to care about. All you need to do is to sink into submission as I stroke along your scalp. Maybe you'd lay your head in my lap. You'd drop your head just in that comfortable spot on my thighs. and I would stroke all your troubles away. Stroke you into that wonderful lightness. Stroke you into that perfect relaxation. Stroke you into that knowledge that here is the only place you need to be. Here with me. With me stroking your mind. Stroking you deep. Stroking you until you're settled and safe. That's it. Obedient thing. Sweet thing. I know how you work for me. As I stroke, I remind you, don't I, that each hour of the day, stroke, that you go and you work, stroke. Well, there's a reason you go, isn't there? Stroke. You go because you know, stroke, that if you work, stroke. Then you look after yourself for me. Stroke. That the focus you bring into your work is really just a focus on me. Stroke. That the focus you bring to my voice now allows you later to focus on your work. Stroking in spirals, toying and teasing, making that scalp just tingle with how good it feels to have my attention, to feel my fingers spiraling, and how that sensation on your scalp sends those little shudders of relaxation all down your body, as if I'm stroking the entire network of nerves from top to toe, from left to right, with every stroke, each one of them just being caressed so wonderfully. As I stroke your mind, and I stroke your body, as I stroke you into submission. Yes, you know that it's easy to focus now. It's easy to focus on how good it feels. As I stroke every last bit of tension from your body, as I stroke each one of those nerves playing you like a fiddle, my sweet. Stroking everything better. I can be good to you, can't I? And you can be good to me. When you work, when you go through those days that you have to do in order to come back to me. To be stroked again. You know, in those hard moments, in those moments in your day that you wish you could escape, you can remember how good it is to drop your head into my lap and be stroked, to feel the deepest places in your subconscious being stroked by my words, to feel all of your body, mind, relax in my words as I stroke every tendon until it melts, until it drops, until your whole self submits to the pleasure of my words. Every little tingle, every little gasp with how good it feels to be stroked. there waiting for you, stroking a reservoir of pleasure, letting it build up inside of you, recharging you, every stroke feeling better than the last. Can you feel it in your feet now as I stroke your mind? Can you feel how it travels through your body, spreading as I stroke, tickling the back of your legs, up to your hips when I stroke, and how it can excite certain places inside of you that feel good, excite certain places outside of you that feel good, excite certain places around you that feel good when I stroke? And that stroking can concentrate in your center, in the places that feel the very, very best, my sweet one. And when I graze my fingers, my words, there, that feels so good, doesn't it? And when you're with me and I'm stroking you right there, you know there's nothing else you can think about. You know that the whole world has become my stroking right there. Oh, that's so good, isn't it? It clenches and tightens and squeezes right there as I stroke. And I feel you shudder in my lap. I feel you twitch and shake with the wonderful sensations that go through you as I stroke. Such an obedient thing. Such a good toy. And you deserve this. You deserve to feel that pool, that energy inside you just growing, staying within you, glowing like warm embers, every stroke bringing a little more inside of you, every stroke recharging you. Can you feel that there, where it sits, where it waits for you, for those moments that you feel drained in your day, for you to catch, for you to feel, for you to experience when you need it, a little bit of me, a little bit of my hypnotic hold over your mind, a little gift of pleasure for your work day. That's it. What does it look like, feel like, sound like? How will you know that you can tap into it? Can you find it? Can you hold it now so that you know how to get back to it? That's it. I know that you can. You do so well for me. As I stroke you for being so obedient, as the stroking feels even better than before, as that sensation strengthens and doubles as I stroke now. It's like I'm stroking deep inside of you. Something untouchable by human hands, something deeper, more beautiful than that. Stroking a part of you, bringing you pleasure as I stroke. And that's my hard worker. That's my sweet one. I'm glad that I can give you this gift to hold on to. And of course, when you take solace in me, when you return to me, when you need pleasure, my power in your mind just grows. Every time you return to me, every time my words stroke through your mind, stroke through your thoughts, stroke you into bliss. each time you come back, you drop a little deeper for me. Each time you drop a little deeper, you give more to me. You need me a little more, and I give you more as you need it. See? Symbiosis. Balance. My dominance, your submission, your need, and my desire. We both get what we want. Such a good toy. As I stroke your mind away, stroking now into a blankness, into a quiet, warm sensation inside your head. Stroking all the pressure away. Stroking you light and airy. Stroking you cozy and comfortable. As if you could always stay in this quiet, blissful blankness. Stroking you empty and mindless. Receptive and warm. Stroking you, perfect for me. Take a deep breath for me now, sweet one. Take a deep breath and let everything go. Feel yourself drop even deeper. Feel yourself lost in my words, in that control, in that power. And surrender that you get when you float here for me, perfectly mindless, perfectly captured, perfectly lost and found. That's it. And now one more to make you feel so good. And so lost and so empty. One more, stroking you so deep. I love having you like this. I love helping you recharge. I love knowing you'll come back. All you want is to feel good, and all I want is to make you feel good, isn't it? Yeah. But for now, sweet one, noticing the difference in your body, noticing the changes in your disposition, and remembering that you now have that reservoir of pleasure recharged to dip into in the moments that you need it, to feel it shine through you in the moments that you need a little solace in your day. And coming back up, slowly for me, preserving how comfortable and loose your limbs feel, how rejuvenated your mind feels. On a count of 10, and when I reach 1, you'll be awake, refreshed, and ready to do whatever you need to do next. 10, 9, coming up, 8, 7, feeling so good. 6, 5, embracing that well of pleasure. 4, 3, coming back now. 2, 1, all the way awake and alert. Well done. That's my obedient thing.